I'm here with Caroline Gardner, Auditor General, to talk about a new report on the Scottish Government's consolidated accounts for 2017-18. Auditor General, this is a report you do every year. Have you seen progress in the Government's financial reporting?
Yes, the Government's taken an important step this year in publishing its first medium-term financial strategy and a new outturn report looking at the money it will have to spend on public services under the new fiscal framework. Both of those things are going to improve Parliament's ability to scrutinise the public finances.
But you also say in your report that more improvements could be made.
Yes, most of my recommendations are around improving the transparency of the Government's reporting. An important step I've been calling for a while is the publication of a consolidated account that covers the whole public sector by the end of this year. That should include key assets and liabilities such as capital borrowing and pensions, which account for really large sums of money. Having all of that information in one place will enhance the scrutiny of public finances and I hope ultimately lead to better decisions being taken on where money is spent in future.
You also address loans made to private companies by the government.
What I'm saying there is that the government needs to be more transparent about its overall approach to providing loans to private companies, and there is a need for a clear framework that guides the government's decision-making around how it invests public money and the impact this investment has.
What else do you want to see happen?
The government needs to ensure that there's a robust and transparent process in place for funding public bodies, including the very big allocations they make to NHS boards and local authorities. And there's more that can be done around producing a performance report that clearly links the amount of money that's spent to the outcomes that are achieved. On top of that, it's vital that the government finalises its policies for managing its borrowing powers. With those in place, the government will be much better placed to manage its capital budget, avoid excess borrowing, and limit the interest costs that it pays.
Auditor General, thank you very much. And if you want to read our consolidated accounts report, you can download it from our website, audit-scotland.gov.uk.